Universal Studio presents
The Adventures of Superman. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from another planet, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, defender of law and order, champion of equal rights, valiant, courageous fighter against the forces of hate and prejudice, who today continues his perilous adventure in the strange city of the moon dwellers under the surface of the moon. We'll return to the scene in a moment, but first, a word from our good friend, Dan McCullough.
Hey, gang, have you taken stock lately of your collection of comic buttons from packages of Kellogg's Pep? Have you counted up to see how near you are to collecting all 18 buttons of the series? Because I'm going to have some exciting news for you next week. I know most of you fellas and girls have probably collected all of these Pep comic buttons. And you're mighty proud of your collection. For good reason, too. Why, these pictures of your favorite funny paper characters are done up in full comic colors on gleaming white enameled metal buttons that you'll have for a long time. And do they look snappy when you pin them on your jacket or your dress or cap? It's really exciting fun collecting these Pep comic buttons and swapping duplicates with your friends and comparing notes on how many everybody's collected. You won't want to miss out on a single one. And you don't have to either, because these comic buttons are easy to get. You don't send in a single penny, not even a box stamp. And you can't buy them anywhere. All you do is to make sure Mom gets you plenty of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Then look for your exclusive prize inside each package you open. Remember, that's P-E-P, Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek. Now, the adventures of Superman.
Searching for Poco and Professor Twiddle, who had mysteriously disappeared in a tunnel beneath the surface of the moon, Superman and Jimmy Olsen arrived at an underground city where dwarfed red trees gave off a strange, eerie light. There, in small wigwam-shaped huts made of meteoric dust, lived the moon dwellers. Shaggy, friendly little creatures with long tails and corkscrew noses, who appeared to be half man and half monkey. As Superman expected, Poco and the professor had been brought to the underground city by the curious little creatures who had chosen the roly-poly rhymester as their king. While Jimmy was eating his fast food in days, two of the moon dwellers arrived with news which threw the underground community into a frenzy of fear. As we continue now, the moon dwellers are chattering excitedly around Poco. Professor Twiddle, who is seemingly able to understand their peculiar jargon and pantomime, leaves the circle and hurriedly approaches Superman and Jimmy. Listen.
Superman! Jimmy! Yes, my dear, this is terrible! Terrible!
What is, Professor? What's so terrible?
We're lost! We're all lost! You hear me? We're lost!
What do you... What happened?
The ant, the wasp. Is there something wrong with your ears, young man? I said the ants. The former Oi Chatter of the Order of Hymenoptera.
Oh, I thought you said ants.
That's exactly what I did say. Oh, we're lost! We're lost!
Wait a minute, Professor.
We're lost, I tell you, we're
lost.
Will
you please tell us what you're talking about?
Plus, my dear, how many times must I tell you? The ants, the great primitive red ants, millions and millions of them.
What about them?
They're on the way here, through the tunnel.
Uh-oh.
Oh, what's all the excitement about? Who's afraid of a lot of ants?
My dear young man, nothing can live in the path of those ants. Absolutely nothing.
Are you kidding?
No, I certainly am not kidding. I said nothing can live in the path of those primitive ants. They're worse than 100 of the prehistoric monsters Superman just destroyed. And they'll be here in a few minutes from now. Wait a minute.
I'm afraid we don't have time to wait, Jim, if what Professor Twiddle says is true.
Of course it's true. The two moon dwellers who just arrived saw them approaching. They extend for miles through all the tunnels leading to the city.
Now, wait a minute, Professor. Oh, what tunnels? I thought there was just one. The main one across the moat there and another secret entrance.
Bless me, no. There are dozens of tunnels around the trees. And they're all swarming with armies of great primitive ants.
Right,
Scott. I suppose the ant armies are mechanized and have a big air force.
Mechanized? Air force? Oh, don't be ridiculous. Oh,
you mean they have to walk?
Now, this is no laughing matter, Jim. Ants, especially the Formicoidea of the Order of Hymenoptera, are the most highly developed of all the insects. They have wonderfully organized armies.
Are you kidding?
You'll see for yourself. Now, look, Professor, are you sure they're the great red ants?
I'm positive. They're a primitive type. The moon dwellers killed one and brought it back. I have it right here. Here you are. See for yourself.
What? Great. I never saw an ant that big. Why, it's as long as your thumb. Look at its big feelers.
Mandibles, young man. And they're as sharp as razors. The pain of their sting is almost unbearable. And many of them secrete a venom which paralyzes its victims.
Leaping lizards.
This is the great red ant, all right. I've seen them in South America, and I've seen what they can do.
What do you mean?
I've seen huge ranches, Jim, and plantations after an army of ants such as these swept over them. Not a blade of grass was left, or any other living thing.
Huh?
They devour crops, cattle, men, everything. Because they come with the hundreds of millions, Well, you can wipe out a million of them, and there are still millions left to do their dirty work.
Then, well, golly, we've got to do something. If they get into this city, we'll all be cooked geese.
Plucked geese would be a better term, young man. Bless my beard, they can make a clean skeleton of a full-grown elephant before you can say Jack Robinson.
Jeepers, did you hear that, Superman?
I heard it.
Well, then why don't you do something? Gee whiz.
Yes, do something. Bless my beard, do something.
Relax, both of you. Oh, here comes Poco. Maybe he has something to tell us.
Oh, relax, he says.
My dear, they'll be here any minute. Millions and millions and millions and...
Oh, woe is me. Such misery. When the ants arrive, we'll be eaten alive.
Take it easy, Poco. Just tell yourself nothing's going to happen.
Oh, how can I tell myself such lies when my stomach is full of butterflies?
It's true. For the time being, we're all protected.
How?
Yes, how? Plus, my dear, even you can't kill millions and millions of ants when they're coming from all different directions.
I know, but I still say that for the time being, we're...
Hey, the moon balls are going daffy.
Yeah. Quite. They're pouring underground. Uh-oh, the first ant armies are arriving.
Oh, me, oh, my. I wish I could fly.
They're coming out of the main tunnel. And out of the secret entrance, see them? See how they're grouped like an army?
Bless my beard, yes, sleeping lizards. Look at them.
They're coming fast. Oh, do something, Superman.
Yes, do something.
No, hurry, worry, scurry, flurry.
Don't be frightened. They can't get into the city.
Why not?
Because the moat, the water-filled ditch, surrounds the city on all sides. Ants can't swim.
They can't.
No. Isn't that right, Professor?
No. No, bless my beard, of course they can't.
Yeah, but they can float across the moat.
They can't float either.
Oh, boy, what a relief. All the little moon guys bored into the ground, Poco. Call them back.
Yes, I'll call them back. We'll have a feast. I'd bake a cake if I had some yeast.
Wait a minute. Let's not celebrate yet.
Well, why not? The ants stopped on the other side of the moat. Pretty soon they'll see it's no soap and go away.
I'm not so sure about that. Ants are very stubborn and very intelligent.
Yeah, you're quite right, Superman. And bless my beard, I just thought of something.
What, Professor?
I've heard of red ants crossing water barriers by sacrificing millions of their numbers in order to provide bridges.
That's true,
what
but
do you
I...
mean, Professor?
Just what I say, young man. This species of villainous ant has been known to drown by the millions so that the others can cross the water barrier over their body.
Keepers. Oh, woe is me. More misery.
Now, that moat is only about 12 feet wide and not too deep. A few million drowned ants would make a bridge the others could cross to reach the city. We've got to stop them.
Sure, but how?
Yes, bless my beard, how?
No, hurry, worry, scurry, scurry.
I don't think the ants stalled at the edge of the moat will sacrifice themselves until the other millions behind them come up and are ready to cross over.
Oh, gosh, you talk as if they had brains.
Well, I told you, Jim, they're highly developed. I'm going into the tunnels and stamp out as many as I can before they reach the ditch.
Wait, that's quite impossible. They'll swarm over you and well, bless you, in a few minutes there won't be anything left. You'll be a skeleton.
You forget my skin is impenetrable, Professor. Listen now, you three patrol the moat all around the city. I'll be back just as soon as I can. Up and away!
But, dear me, Superman disappeared. Where is he? Where is he?
He flew into the main tunnel across the moat. Come on now, Professor. You too, go. He told us to patrol the moat.
Yes, yes, of course. Patrol the ditch. Yes, indeed.
Oh, gosh, look over there, where that little tunnel is. There's another army of ants.
Bless my beard, I told you so. They're in all the tunnels. Millions and millions of them. Millions and millions and millions.
You said that before, Professor. Please stop it.
Stop what?
Stop with it. But there's another tunnel. And another army of them coming out of the moat.
And all over there. And there and there. Oh, Jim, Professor, they're everywhere.
You said millions. There are billions.
Oh, how true, how true. What will we do?
Just got to hope that Superman can stamp them all out in the tunnels. Or they can reinforce the ones around the moat. That's our only chance. Hey, what's that funny noise?
Yes, what is that funny noise? Bless my beard. It isn't funny at all. Quite the contrary. Oh, dear. Oh, dear, dear, dear.
What is it, Professor?
Yes. The formicoides are hymenoptera. Don't you see them? In the little red trees across the mountain.
In the trees. Yeah, they are climbing the trees. Oh, so what? The trees are on the other side of the mountain. Let them climb for all I care.
But don't you see what they're doing?
What?
They're picking leaves. They're biting off the stems. Letting the leaves flutter to the ground.
Well, why do I care?
Yes, my dear, you should care. You certainly should.
Why?
Because they've outsmarted us, that's why. We haven't a chance now. Not a chance.
Puzzled and alarmed, Jimmy Olsen and Poco wait for the excited Professor Twiddle to explain. We'll return in a moment for the startling climax of today's episode. But first, here again is your announcer.
Say, gang, do you know why Mom wishes so hard sometimes for spring and summer to come? Well, one reason is this. She knows that you need to be out in the sunshine to make plenty of vitamin D for you. But, you know, you might remind her that you can get your daily minimum need of that same sunshine vitamin D in your big breakfast bowl full of Kellogg's Pep. Yes, your daily minimum need of sunshine vitamin D plus vitamin B1, an energy vitamin, more than twice as much as in sun-ripened whole wheat. Not to mention all the doggone good eating in this sunny golden toasted cereal. And by the way, about those comic buttons we're all collecting from packages of Kellogg's, it's about time you were getting all 18 buttons in the series. Lots of the kids have them all.
Sure.
And lots more when we need, say, one or two buttons to round up the set. Don't you miss out on a single one. Get Winnie Winkle and Moon Mullins and Superman and all the rest. Because I'm going to have some news for you next week that'll really give you a thrill. It's something that you won't want to miss. So remind Mom to put Kellogg's Pep on her shopping list. Because that's the only way you can get these snappy comic buttons. You don't send in a single penny, not even a box stop. And you can't buy them anywhere. But there's an exclusive prize for you when you open each package of P.E.P. Pep. The Sunshine Cereal, made by Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals. Now, back to the adventures of Superman.
As millions of savage red ants massed at the edges of the water-filled moat surrounding the Moon Dweller's city, and Superman was battling millions more inside the tunnels leading to the city, Professor Twiddle observed armies of the murderous little insects in the dwarf trees across the moat. Alarmed, he told Jimmy Olsen and Poco.
Look, my dear, this means the end of us.
What do you mean, the end, my friend?
Because the ants are eating the leaves of the trees.
I told you they are not eating the leaves, young man. They're gnawing through the stalks of the leaves. The leaves themselves are being preserved. Don't you see them fluttering to the ground?
Yeah, it looks like a snowstorm. I mean a leaf storm. But what of it?
What of it, the ants? Are you blind? Can't you see what the other ants are doing with the leaves that are falling to the trees?
Oh, they dragged them away. It's a game they play.
A game? You call it a game? Why,
wait a minute. They're dragging the leaves to the moat.
Of course they are.
They're pushing them into the water.
Exactly. They're going to use the leaves as boats and ferry themselves across the moat to our city.
Oh, well, oh, no.
See? Some of them are already climbing aboard.
Leaves. They'll be over in no time. And Superman isn't here to help us. What'll we do, Professor? What'll we do?
Rooted to the spot, Jimmy Olsen stares in frightened fascination as the amazingly clever red ants drop leaf after leaf into the moat, scurry down the steep bank, and climb aboard. What can be done to stop them? Tomorrow's episode has a thrill on it, gang, so don't miss it. Tune in, same time, same station, for the adventures of Superman. Fellows and girls, be sure to follow the adventures of Superman, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature, appearing in Superman DC Publications. Say, gang, get a load of this. Kellogg's Variety is back. It's the famous variety carton of six swell Kellogg cereals in 10 separate packages. Makes breakfast more fun than a picnic. With Kellogg's Variety on the table, you can choose among Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Pep, Corn Flakes, Shredded Wheat, Crumbles, and 40% Bran Flakes. Simply help yourself to your favorite. Each box holds a fresh, crisp, heaping portion. So ask Mom to get Kellogg's Variety right away. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.